Let's go to the movies. Our movie is The Big Short, which is a marvelously entertaining, very well done movie. Christian Bale and Brad Pitt, great cast. It's about the 2006 dump, pump and dump of the housing and mortgage market, specifically the 2006 dump. Of course, there's a huge lie. The implication is that this wasn't engineered with knowledge top down. It was engineered top down. Everyone knew. The implication in the movie is no one said anything. That's ridiculous. The former Assistant Secretary of Housing was speaking in Europe, in London, in New Zealand, was on online radio, was on coast to coast, which was reaching an audience of millions of people. So I, was doing highly successful interviews with Poplav, and they got plastered all over the investors' bulletin boards. My interviews and articles were disseminated widely, globally, in many languages. So a lot of people knew. They just believed the machine would, was going to go until the machine was going to go. And it's very interesting. I knew that they were going to bring the markets down because when they came to settle and the way that they came to settle the litigation, the settlement went through in January 2006, and you could see that somebody had literally blown the whistle at the end of 2005 and basically said, "Okay, lock this down." And they were running around cleaning up all the liabilities so that they could bring the market down. And it was interesting. My attorney reminded me the other day that I talked at the time about, should we short the market? And I wouldn't have done what the guys in The Big Short did. I would have used the home building stocks, but I decided against it because I didn't want the karma of making money on shorting it. I was so appalled by the corruption, not just of the leadership, but the general population. And I just wanted nothing to do with the karma of the whole thing. I'd come through a process where I had been saved by a whole series of miracles. And once you've been saved by a whole series of miracles, you feel incredibly loyal to the divine source of those miracles. And the last thing you want to do is do anything to jeopardize it. So I just said, I don't want the karma. In the movie, the Deutsche Bank writes the shorts, betting against the market. Any kind of operation like that has to be approved at the very highest levels. So the idea that you had a renegade guy running around at Deutsche Bank writing billion-dollar shorts, I don't think so. Nevertheless, it's a marvelously entertaining movie, and it gives you a real peek about how scary it is when a huge market collapses. I still think that Margin Call is the best of the genre, but if you've already seen Margin Call and you want to see a very interesting story about the people who were running some of the shorts. Of course, The Big Short was Goldman Sachs, and they didn't seem to make it into the movie.